Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live. All right, Steve, we're about 3 weeks after the election, though I don't know, depending on who you ask, it might feel way longer. It might feel like it was just yesterday because we are still talking about it over and over, right? In the last week, since we've talked with you last, it seems like really nothing has changed, that, you know, most people have accepted the election results except for some people in the White House.
And not only have they not accepted it, but they continue to actively tell untruths. Look, the definition of a lie is that you not only say something that's not true, but you know it's untrue, and you have an intent to deceive. And let me read a line that just came into my email box as I was waiting for to go on the air with you. This is from the Trump-Pence campaign. Make no mistake about it, the email reads, Democrats are attempting to steal in capital letters, steal this election and the White House. That is not true. That is a lie. The White House knows that's not true, and yet they continue to send out dozens of these messages every day, trying to raise money, trying to keep people stirred up, trying to poison the well for Biden's administration. And I've covered politics for over 50 years. I've never seen anything like this before. You go back to 2000 when Al Gore lost the election by 500 votes in one state. And, yeah, he was bitter. He was frustrated. The Democrats were angry at the Supreme Court. Well, the Supreme Court ruled the Democrats accepted it because that was the process. That was democracy. That was how the system was set up. What's so different this year is that Trump refuses to accept democracy. He refuses to accept the will of the people. He refuses to accept the overwhelming evidence. And so when he sends out an email today, 3 weeks, that the Democrats are trying to steal this election, it just has terribly damaging effects in the long run, because a huge percentage of Americans are just not going to accept Joe Biden as a legitimate president.
Today could be a key day, right? Because Pennsylvania certifies its results, and I think his claims couldn't go anywhere without Pennsylvania.
Well, that's right. Now, Trump has tried repeatedly to get the Republicans in the Pennsylvania legislature to consider what would be such a profoundly undemocratic idea, which is that somehow the legislature in Pennsylvania would totally ignore and overturn the votes of their own citizens and appoint electors to the Electoral College who would vote for Trump, not for Biden. It's such an astounding concept and so profoundly un-American and undemocratic, and yet it's being openly talked about, not just in Pennsylvania, but in Michigan and other states as well. And, you know, what's so sad about this in many ways is that this election was a triumph for democracy. It was a beautiful day. You had countless millions of Americans, whoever they voted for, fighting through the pandemic, fighting through all of these obstacles, determined to participate in the greatest democracy in the world. And here is Trump trying to undermine what should have been a great day in the history of the country. And instead, he is challenging the very legitimacy of the American system. And I've covered politics for over 50 years. I've never seen anything like this before. And I think, look, no one expects Donald Trump to support Joe Biden's policies or his supporters to accept Joe Biden's policies. That's not the point. The point is Joe Biden a legitimate American president? And what Trump is trying to tell his supporters is, no, and that's very dangerous. This is a country that faces continues to face a crippling pandemic. The economy, after a brief resurgence over the summer, is headed downward again. Every single day, there are major national security issues, starting with the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan. The country needs to have confidence in its leadership. It needs to make the transition to the Biden administration, and Trump won't let that happen. And it's dangerous. It's just dangerous.
You know, how much of this might hit a turning point with so much of the COVID news around the country, where you have certain areas where hospitalizations are kind of out of control and they've reached that point, yet we have a lot of politicians still kind of talking about the election, kind of going off in certain ways where, well, this could happen and that could happen. And, you know, you got hair dye running down faces on national TV. And yet Americans are sitting here looking at, you know, OK, we've done the election already. That's over. You know, what about this problem that's facing us now? You know, that's where we need the attention focused.
Well, I agree with you. That is where the country needs the attention. But part of what's happening is that Trump's refusal to accept the result is sabotaging the ability of the Biden campaign to get up to speed on the science and the medicine and the latest state of play in terms of this pandemic. We are facing a health crisis in the country, and the new administration needs to understand it and everything Trump is doing is delaying it. But it's also true. I was stunned and struck by a story I saw out of South Dakota. There was a young woman who was an ER nurse, and she tells the story about how treating COVID patients who were Trump supporters, and even as they're dying with their last breaths, they're saying, "This can't be true. This can't be happening to me. It's not real. COVID is all a fraud and a mistake," because they have heard over and over again from Donald Trump, "This is going to disappear. This is magic. This is all a plot to do me in." And it's astounding that even people, once they get the disease and are dying from it, continue to reject reality. But that's partly because it's not just coming from Donald Trump. It's coming from all the other sources of information they have. It's coming from conservative talk radio. It's coming from Fox News. It's coming from their Twitter feeds. It's coming from their Facebook posts. Every source of information they're getting creates a totally alternative media universe that has created a different reality. And people deeply believe what Donald Trump is telling them. And, this is going to pose an absolutely enormous obstacle for the Biden administration in trying to. I think he generally does want to try to unify the country. I think he generally does want to try to work in a bipartisan way with Republicans, but he's going to face a very, very, very difficult job in doing that.
Steve, let's go back to 2016, that election. Democrats never accepted the results of that, right?
Sure they did. Of course they did.
I mean, ultimately.
Of course they
did. But there was that period where they didn't.
I don't think that that's true. I mean, Trump won the election. He won it fair and square. A number of states were quite close, but it was nothing like Democrats demanding these kinds of recounts. There was nothing like Democrats saying Trump stole the election. In fact, the only person who talked about the election being rigged in 2016 was Trump himself, who said it was rigged because he said it over and over again before the election because he thought he was going to lose. And then after he won, he said it was rigged because that was the only reason he didn't win the popular vote over Hillary Clinton. Honestly, Susan, I just don't think that's fair. I think the Democrats were fearful of Trump. I think they loathed Trump. But that's not the same as refusing to accept him as a legitimate president.
Hey, Steve, appreciate the time as always. That's Steve Roberts joining us on Mondays, political analyst here on WBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.